Wow.
Some people said for four channels, you got to, you know, give everything definition and keep it clean, keep it well defined, or you can make mud soup, and it's just awesome. Sweat and funk.
Inherit the Stars by Freak.
Excuse me. Euphonics.
Jazz. That was before that. And what we just listened to was, yeah,
that
jazz.
Was Inherit the Stars from Euphonics.
Oh,
what we're
man.
Listening to right now, like a little palette cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember 1995?
I do, actually. I was not in this country. I was in the Bay Area in 1995.
How about that? So, Underworld wrote this song in 1995. And, wound up in the Trainspotting soundtrack. It was there was a trio of movies that kind of broke electronic music to the mainstream: Trainspotting, Hackers, and Mortal Kombat. And suddenly, electronic music was everywhere. The following year, when I'm not raving hard to 25-year-old computer music, I take my classical roots and trade the piano for an accordion. And make dopey folk arrangements of music that's not intended for folk instruments. So this is my band, The Creaking Planks, and we're going to let you catch your breath with what remains of our arrangement of Underworld's Born Slippy from 1995.
nice computer. Bet that cost a pretty penny.
It was free.
Did you steal it?
I volunteer at FreeGeek. For 24 hours of volunteer service, you get a free computer. They take people's old computers, no matter how old, and fix them up, sell them at their thrift store, or recycle the parts.
How did you help with that? You don't know anything about computers.
That's not nice.
But it's true.
You don't need to know anything about computers. Anyone can volunteer.
Even you?
Yes, but through FreeGeek, I've been taking computer workshops. You'd be surprised at what I know. I'll show you the website right now. FreeGeekVancouver.org.
Very cool.
FreeGeek provides a place for people to share technology and to work together building healthier, more empowered communities. Find out more about FreeGeek online.
We're back once more. I've got with me Cthulhu, P underscore I, Rowan
L. Here you go. A casualty of the 90s BBS scene. I was never quite the same afterwards. Everyone else was able to dust themselves off and walk away, and I got left with 300 floppy disks and the burden of history.
Do you have zip drives?
Oh, I had all kinds of stuff that I...
I remember how big a leap zip drives were. 35 megabytes? What?
I had, it became uneconomical for us to buy a brick of floppies every week for me to back everything up onto, because you had to back it up.
Oh, if you didn't
the first time I downloaded a file, then deleted it, and then wanted it again.
Oops.
The hell, I'm going to download that again? That was like an hour of my life.
Yikes.
So we moved to a loser format, the tape drive. I would spend nights and nights shoveling data onto those things, moving it off the hard drive, 100 megs at a time, and it's kind of like I was shoveling it out the window, because ain't no one can retrieve nothing from those today. But I kept as much of the important stuff as I could. I kept all this creative work that my friends and colleagues in the Area Code 604 BBS community made. And I was floored when I got back in touch with them when social media happened. I was like, hey, I still have all your stuff. I think it was great. What have you made recently? And they're like, that's just something I did when I was a kid. Now I work and my life is not as exciting. Well, I'm going to hang on to these and remember when you were interesting. So here's a story about what we're listening to right now. Acid Frog, Nick Soul. This was one of the crazy computer music minds of the 604. The dance music crew based around DJ Moses Risen's bulletin board, the Pelvis of Elvis, home to DJ Net and Happy Fetus Records and the more explicitly dance-oriented Spice. So this song, July 1995, by Acid Frog, a.k.a. DJ C+. I joined Radiance, so this will be my first release with them. These are sample comments included in the song information. Fast Tracker rules! I have so many ideas, songs. I keep making these songs. I have tons of ideas in them for new stuff. If you're reading this, please write me a mail letting me know what would you like this or what not. Listen Wednesday night to 93.9 Cable FM CJSF, 9 p.m. with DJ Menace and myself, DJ C+. Spinning house, techno, and jungle. Jungle hadn't quite yet turned into drum and bass yet at that point.
It was still distinct.
95. Nanuna News, The Zinc, DJ Menace, Moses, Pelvis Crew, Jake Blues, TA Freaks, and all of you. I was never able to find Acid Frog. I've tracked down literally hundreds of BBS scene
Acid Frog
survivors. Acid Frog, I don't know if he broke free and flew and never landed, or if he got his fill and moved on, if he chose life.
I'm over here on Discogs, and I find a record called Amiga Terror Core, Active Meditation. And
I'm not sure.
I don't know if that's the right Acid Frog.
I don't think
Frog.
He's based out of Poland, is no. The thing. This looks
Acid
pretty
Frog
Polish.
Let's try Acid Frog. Let's see what the internet gives us for Acid Frog. Well, here, let's...
I've done my due diligence. I mean, I get to the point where I try to reverse deconstruct, speculate what their name would be based on the appearance of an email address in a song comment from 1996. And because you know that address
this
don't work
pre-Lycos.
Anymore.
This is pre-Ask Jeeves, everybody.
Yeah. But sometimes you get lucky. I had my old Telemate dialing directory, and from there I found the phone number and,
no
and the
way.
real name of the sysop, one of the BBSs. A very common first name, very common last name. But I looked up the exchange for where geographically that BBS would have been based in the area. I was like, oh, Aldergrove, eh? Let's go to Facebook. Show me people with this name who live near Aldergrove. And I found him first try.
Ding, ding, ding.
It wasn't Acid Frog. It was Maverick. Former op of Demon's Gate and current webmaster of MrGris.org, MrGree. MISTIGRIS. You gotta spell it. It's French for alley cat or a variation of poker. We pulled the word out of a dictionary by stabbing it at random. The data approach. Very modern art, if by modern you mean 1930. Everything old is new again. This is the closest we ever got to chip music with our mod trackers. This was my colleague, the Pope, from the local would-be demo group, the Immortal Syndicate. These aren't chips generating sine waves and square waves and saw waves. They're samples of sine waves and saw waves. And so it's not pure chip, but it's the chip sound. It's the chip aesthetic. And he didn't start in the Citium, but he had a nice run where he made a handful of songs dedicated to local BBSs. Each one had their own chip tune theme song. This one is for the bulletin board Entrance to Obscurity, which was run by the fellow Ito, who had the recursive nickname that was an acronym for his own BBS. He was the coder of Pablo Draw, which is still today the preeminent ANSI art illustration application used by all the big heavy hitters in Blocktronics and Impure, Break Fuel, and beyond. Launched in the very first MrGree Art Pack, October 1994. And that's one more thread of history that continues through to today.
Speaking of art packs, you've got a brand new one coming out.
It's by the end of the month. Hopefully by this weekend. It's going to be Mist 1117. We released our first art pack, like I said, October 1994. And we would try to do kind of anniversary celebrations in October. Since our revival in 2014, we kept finding we'd ask people for art submissions in October, and they'd give us scary Halloween stuff. So we said, you know what? Let's just have October be Halloween, and we'll push the anniversary back a month to November. So we got some special stuff coming up in November. You know, Blocktronics has sucked up almost all the ANSI art, but this has driven us to hunker down, double down, and find stuff that is like ANSI art, but different flavors and variations on the text mode art magic. So we have a whole cadre of teletext revivalists from the UK. Teletext looks and works a lot like ANSI art, but it doesn't have any of the
BBC teletext.
Yes, millions of people. Anyone who owned a television set.
It was one of the widest selling computers in the 1980s. I want to say the 1980s.
But teletext, it was like having a very simple, very low-res web on your TV. And indeed, a lot of like the cable services would still use teletext to tell you what was playing on the other channels. Oh, yes. Another colleague from Sonic Equinox, from the Pelvis of Elvis. This is Esquire. He and his series of extremely moody kind of trance
BBC Micro
instrumentals. This one's called Silicon, and it was released, I'm going all over the place, in 1997. MrGree went on the MrGree World Tour. We packed up all of our artists and all the art they made, and we released them in a different group every month as guests to help shop around what we had to offer to people who maybe weren't checking in on Mist Art Packs, but they would check in on Blade Packs and Fire Packs for sure, and Dark Packs. Mist was a very well-rounded ensemble. We included computer art in all the forms that we could figure out. There were visual treats. There was music programs. There was computer literature. If you know what computer literature is, please let me know, because we never really figured that out. But we've got one guy continuing to release it. You're going to see a lot of it in Mist 1117. Crow Keeper, an original Mist writer. Historically, he was always about boiling down his words to the greatest effect. And now he writes poems on Twitter.
So good.
I'm very concerned with what the recent doubling of the tweet length is going to do to his... You know,
that's going to mess with the algorithm.
The size of his canvas. It's really... I don't know.
It's anybody's
if
game.
It's going to change it beyond all recognition. But not all the groups we went on tour with did have... literature divisions. This was quite extraordinary in the underground computer art scene. Or music. Music was very contentious, because as small as Tracker music is, you can fit a bunch of Tracker songs on a floppy disk. And a 14.4 kilobaud, a floppy disk takes you about 10 minutes to download. And you can fit hundreds and hundreds of ANSI art pictures in that same space. Folks who are hoping to spend their 10 minutes downloading an art pack and get 100 ANSIs and instead get 3 or 4 songs, even if they're excellent songs, mm-hmm. songs weren't what they were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So this was an issue that Mist always had in its classic days, was people wanted the tiny ANSI art, and what we had was a lot of great musicians to draw on, so we would put the music in the art packs and we couldn't really get taken seriously by the computer music scene, because they had demo affiliations, and mm-hmm. we had art scene affiliations.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the roots of the demo scene are in computer cracking, software cracking, and couriering, they somehow felt that they outgrew that connotation, but that the art scene, the ANSI art scene, never managed to outgrow the connotations, which is why a lot of this computer music from the art scene never got mirrored on the art scene FTP sites because it was music, and never got mirrored on the demo scene FTP sites because it was art scene, and consequently my hard drive is the only place that exists in the entire world.
I thank you so much, because it's a piece of not only VanCon history, but a piece of internet history and a piece of digital culture that needs to be treasured.
Well, I'm very glad to finally find one person who agrees with me on that front. It's been a thrill, like I said, having tried to start a radio program in a similar format at the turn of the century. And it's like what Jason Scott described as a trough of no value. Whatever it is, it happens, and people are interested, and then they stop being interested.
Yep.
And for about 20 years, nobody is interested. And then after that point, people start being interested. Like, remember that thing when I was a kid? What happened to that?
You still have that kicking around? You still have those discs?
Is that Atari still up in the attic? And it's very vindicating. I'm glad I didn't get rid of all this stuff.
Very, very thankful.
Because now they can finally find, in many cases, they're like that unreleased song from Sonic Equinox, Freak, earlier. Tonight, on the radio, it's reached a wider listenership than it ever had back in the 90s. It's very vindicating. And I got totally off track. I was talking about all the different styles of text mode art
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to find in the upcoming Mist 1117 art pack.
Now, these are distributed on the website, Mr. Gray.
MrGray.org. Mm-hmm. We do, you know, the traditional art pack format didn't make a lot of sense back in the day, and it doesn't make any goddamn sense today. So we do it because of the tradition. The same reason that we work in the old formats, to see what extra magic we can milk out of them. And but what we have really made leaps to share the work. Oh yeah, we're out of the trance now. Stepping a big foot into industrial with Sterilized by Foolish Bird, a colleague of the Pope from BCIT.
Nice.
Abrasive, but not afraid to just try everything out.
It's still groovy.
lots of little flourishes. Attention to detail. It's not just noise. It's not just random.
Mm-hmm.
Every part that's there is placed deliberately. And so you just have to ask yourself, why? Would Beethoven have put that drum beat there? Maybe not.
Why did he write that eighth note triplet the way he did?
Yeah, I meant to trigger a different effect, but my finger, it was a typo. A music typo.
Sterilized.
So to make a long story short, don't feel that you need to track down the Missed Art Pack, because it's going to come to you if you're interested in computer art with a backward gaze, with fond memories of the past, including more and superior teletext art than was ever made back in its heyday by Horstenberger, who was actually a professional teletext artist in the 90s. Had a skill that he thought no one would ever care about ever again. And now, as with Blocktronics and the ANSI artists, the mediums are completely technologically defunct, and the best specimens of work ever made in those mediums is being created today. It's amazing. We push it out on every social media avenue available to us.
Mm-hmm.
Daily art posts on Instagram. They syndicate to Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter.
At Mist Funk.
Mist Funk. Yeah. Mr. Gree got taken.
I saw that.
I didn't reserve.
Who are you? You are not what I want.
Mist Funk was a breath of fresh air. As we had a kind of pre-rotation, circa 1996, 97. People would age out of the BBS scene, and you'd hopefully have a new cohort of computer artists to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
And this did happen until we finally got affordable internet access in the 604. And suddenly people would graduate high school, they go to college, you wouldn't see them anymore. But nor would there be anyone to replace them, so it became a very lonely place.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to go to the internet. You had to network with people in far-flung places who also no longer had BBS communities. It turns out Vancouver's calculating by the information at Jason Scott's BBS list master file, area code 604 had the most BBSs of any area code, and it had them for the latest and longest of any area code. I attribute our lack of widespread affordable internet access. And we still, we stuck on the IRC to organize and distribute our stuff.
Shout out to Wetfish.
And everyone out there on Slack, you're not fooling anyone.
Nope.
That's IRC, my friends.
Yeah, it's a GUI for IRC.
IRC with emoji. I'll take a break, because some of the stuff deserves a closer listen.
We'll be right back on Vancouver FM. Story that goes along with this track.
So, when you're not just releasing art packs, which is just a collection of art that your friends have made over the course of a calendar month, what else will inspire you to make art once all the BBSs in your area code go down and you have nothing left to make advertisements for? Well, Hennifer and Warpus of Southern Ontario devised the IRC competition, the Blender, where, like an improv game, they would propose three subjects every week on IRC, kind of a person, an activity, and a location. And computer artists of all various forms would be challenged to make a work of art. This was from Blender 31, a scientist running on a one-way street. And Vancouver's own Handy Boy had this magic touch for interpreting these very abstract suggestions and making songs out of them that would win the competitions, where everything was stacked against the music. Now here's a
poem. She was a hot woman who was into games. She called herself Next Gen. She referred to her vagina as her Xbox. She referred to nights when she wore high heels as platformers. She told me once that when it came to sex, she liked the two-player beat-em-ups, but that a one-player puzzle solver is also good, and then she laughed that dirty laugh of hers. She smiled coyly and blushed,